Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. Few birds have such a strong association with one plant that the plant's name becomes part of the bird's name. Sage grouse is one, acorn woodpecker another, but the pinion jay is our topic today. Pinion jays are usually found in close association with pinion juniper forests throughout the Great Basin, and the nutritious nuts of the pinion pine are their preferred food. The blue and gray birds collect and cache pinion nuts in summer and fall for later consumption. They have an uncanny recovery accuracy and excellent spatial memory, which allows them to rediscover these scattered caches and eat pinion nuts all year round. They do not recover all the stored seeds, however, and therefore aid in the dispersal of pinion pines. Pinion jays have a complex social organization and are highly gregarious. They spend their lives in large flocks of up to 150 or more individuals. Nesting is communal, although rarely are there more than two or three nests per tree. Breeding season is in late winter. Many birds spend their entire lives in the flock into which they were born. Pinion jays are not migratory, but they tend to be nomadic, traveling to wherever there's a good crop of pinion nuts. They will also eat a wide variety of seeds, insects, and berries to supplement their diet, and can be found in adjoining sagebrush, ponderosa pine forest, and riparian habitats. The conservation status of pinion jays is considered vulnerable. Destruction of pinion juniper forests for grazing and changes in fire regimes have resulted in loss of habitat. And what is a pinion jay to do without its pinion nuts? Thanks to Kevin Culver for the use of his bird recordings. This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.